This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh, yes, live tonight, Mother Nature. I don't like Mother Nature sometimes. But live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Beware of cloudbursts and low back porches. That's all I'm going to say. Low back porches are the worst. I'm glad I rent this place. Hey, my guest tonight. Because we started this as a regular thing, because I like talking about self-defense, is the Meister of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That would be Rob Morse, who in addition to that writes at the Slow Facts blog and featured writer at Ammoland and ClashDaily.com and a part of the ensemble cast at Polite Society. Hello, sir.
Help your allergies and mold issues get better, because I've been listening during the week. Your cough,
yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, that's the other thing that haven't even addressed that. So haven't even addressed that part of it. Anyway, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, let's jump in. These are everyman stories. They are not what if. We get to think about them as if they were, but these really happened. We had millions of ordinary people in the last few years. They bought a gun. Some of them put it on their shelf. Some of them put it on their hip. Now let's think about what we're going to do with it. Are you armed as you go shopping? Let's hope so. You're a grandmother with three children. You're shopping in Illinois. You're visiting family. You pull into a parking lot at a mall. You see a man waiting at a bus stop nearby. Yeah, you watch him for a minute. Seems okay. Now you're getting out of your truck, and there the guy is standing right next to you. He has a knife. He threatens you. You recognize a threat when you see one. You kick him in the chest. This grandma has something to deal with. But this guy has a knife. He cuts your arm badly. You flinch and put your hand over the wound. He climbs into the truck and drags you behind him. The armed stranger tells you to drive on south of town, taking some small roads. You stop your truck where he tells you. That's when you see your moment. You've been waiting. You've been watching. He's distracted for a moment, and he drops his knife. You use that moment to grab your gun from the center console. You climb out of the truck, point the gun at your attacker. Your attacker runs away. You don't shoot. You get back in your truck. You drive yourself to the hospital. It takes 23 stitches to put you back together. The police, you know, you're reporting what happened. The police find this guy. He's in jail on $500,000 bail. He's been there before, has some mental health issues. Oh, my gosh. Why did Grandma get here? Well, she lives in Missouri. She has her concealed carry permit. She's visiting Illinois. Illinois doesn't have reciprocity with anyone. Technically, what this grandma did might have been against the law. She was car carrying, which is entirely legal until you stop. Then the gun has to be locked away. God, I mean, it's starting to sound like New Jersey, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, we can, for most of us who live in more reasonable states that have reciprocity, great. She could have carried on her just as she does all the time in Missouri. She's carrying in the car in the center console because she has to. Okay, that's a great reason for all of us to not do this to her again. How are we doing it? We're letting politicians get away without passing national reciprocity. Bill, I've heard you and Dan Jolly go around about that. You and I would love to see it pass.
Sure.
But they put this lack of recognition of our carry permits puts real people at risk. And, you know, all we can have is sympathy for this grandma and really fear and sympathy for people who are like her today and might be living in New Jersey where she couldn't even car carry. So she did just great work. She kept her wits about her. A lot of people who get a gun, I'll say it, they get Pavlovian. Oh, there's another gun. There's a threat. I need to present mine. Look, if somebody's holding a knife a few feet away from you, that's like having somebody with a drop on you. You can't get cut before you can. Now, remember, you might shoot them, but you have to incapacitate them. Whole different class of problem. So she did great. She was a cool customer. The guy said, "Are you going to shoot me?" She goes, "I will if you take another step toward me." He runs, she runs. Other than changing the laws, I think this gal did great. Bill, do you hope your wife and my wife would do as well?
Let me tell you about my wife's. Her plan on that is because I and her son walk around strapped to the eyeballs.
Ah.
She doesn't carry a gun.
She has you. She yes. has an armed security detail.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Well, without asking which door you go through at the Target bathrooms, there are times when she's alone.
True.
Yeah, so.
Literally, it's not me that you would have to convince.
I hope she can be convinced.
Yeah.
Now, but think of it for the rest of us. Parking lots are where criminals go and look for victims.
Yes.
They're transitional spaces. You're not shopping in the middle of a crowd. You're sort of alone. You probably have a wallet. You have ID. You have your phone. You have things that thieves want. So you get there, you're about to go in, you get your purse all organized. Okay, before you unlock the door to your car, before you roll down the window, whatever you're going to do, head up, look around. Hey, there's a guy standing behind the car next to me. Why don't I wait till he either leaves? And if he won't leave while you watch, that's not the parking place for you. It's just that simple. And that's what I love about learning from stories that really, really happened.
Yeah. Quite often. Daily.
Isn't that strange? Thousands of times a day, but we don't hear about it. Shame. Well, let's take this very story here. If she had not been kidnapped, this story would be absolutely typical.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Meaning, if he jumped in the car, got distracted, she'd have scared him off. He'd have run. Cops might never have found him.
Yeah.
In fact, it might not even have been called a defensive gun use because there was no bang. Now, did that gun save her life?
Yes.
A million of us who are listening to this just went, yep, that was a defensive gun use, a DGU, if you will.
A DGU.
But that's not how the police might score it.
Well, you know, but sometimes, that's the beauty of being an armchair quarterback, isn't it? We can have our own scorecard on that one, can't we?
Yes, and we go, thank you, Grandma, for carrying. Please keep it up.
Do so and do it often. Now, you can find the stuff that Rob writes about at the Slow Facts blog, Slow Facts WordPress blog. He also contributes to the Polite Society podcast. He has the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. He's a featured writer at AmmoLand.com and at Clash Daily with the shy and retiring Doug Giles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
As we try to make it a weekly occurrence, which for me is basically kicking off the week, more self-defense gun stories with Rob Morse this evening. Although, Rob, you and I have discussed the CZP-10C, which I've actually taken out and tested extensively. Now, would you like to hear about that?
I would.
Yeah. This would be the gun where if you have not invested in the Glock ecosystem, if you do not have 27 magazines and 55 holsters to go with the gun, I would say buy this instead.
And what do you like about it that's just a notch up or maybe easier to adapt to?
The trigger reset and the ergonomics, it's shaped a little bit like, say, a VP9 as far as the beaver tail coming over your hand, which doesn't have to be added to it. And it has a trigger on par with an Agency Arms trigger straight out of the box.
That's awesome. That's worth money. And you said the price point looks pretty attractive.
Well, it's, I'm seeing it out there for $499. That's how much I paid for mine.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
so
good.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back and thinking that for people that are looking, and the thing about it is the way it is balanced is it's a pretty flat running gun, which is something else I've never seen in something that is that box stock.
Most of the time
you're doing a whole bunch of slide scalloping and everything else. So coming straight out of the box, if what you're looking for is a box stock gun that you can carry, this would be the one. And it does fit into some Glock 19 holsters.
Now, you know the undercut that you often file in a Glock because you get Glock knuckle on your middle finger?
I shot this about 200 times over the weekend, and it didn't, you know, it didn't seem to have that. I didn't seem to have that issue with it, and I didn't. And it's been a while since I shot a stock Glock, so you would have thought that if I was going to have that, it would have happened, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
didn't
good on you. I tried one local gun store, and they didn't have it.
It's a relatively new. The thing about it with CZ, what CZ is doing, is they're trying to, now with Glock, right, with Glock, the same magazine that fits into the Glock 34, the 17, the 19, and the 26, that's a pretty good system to have if you have just, those are the standard Glock 17 magazines. This one will use the magazines from the P09 and the P07 as well.
Okay.
Which is a hammer-fired gun.
Right.
Those are two hammer-fired guns, double action, single action, and they're going to make them interchangeable, I guess. And the thing about using the P09 magazine is that's a 19-round magazine.
So that's what you put in your pocket.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice that it seems to have an ambidextrous slide release and an ambidextrous safety. Do you have to change some setup to run it that way?
You mean on the P10?
Yeah.
P10 doesn't have a safety. It has an ambidextrous magazine release.
I'm sorry. Mag release.
The thing about the mag release that I have found is the mag release, when you have a full magazine in it and the slide is forward and the gun is in battery, if you push the magazine release without touching the magazine, it's going to feel like it's stuck.
Mm.
If you touch, I mean, I'm not talking about pressing, I'm just talking about touching the bottom of the magazine, then it drops clean. When the slide is locked back and it has run the course, it has cleaned up the setup, you know, empty the magazine, it drops free then too. But when it's in battery, which, you know, for me and you, who, hey, let me see that gun, sure enough, let me clear it out and hand it to you. We do that from time to time, but for just dropping it out, it might seem like there's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way it's designed to be.
Hmm. Well, and that you could also call that a feature because lots of people have slammed their gun into the holster and inadvertently released their mag.
I can't tell you how many times it used to happen on the M&P Shield. Good gosh.
Hmm.
I cannot tell you how much that used to happen with me in the chat room. Which clock are you talking about is wrong? Because I don't have a clock. I have the clock that's running the show, and that's at 25:18 right now. And I'll bet you my clock is right, because my man Andy will make the break happen exactly the time it's supposed to. So which clock are you talking about, brother? Anyway, the other thing I tried, which I got Boyd's Gun Stocks as a sponsor now.
And yes.
I've never been a bolt gun kind of guy, not since the military. But I got the, now I've got a Ruger Gun Sight Scout.
Oh,
That was a shock, and it was a pleasant shock and a pleasant surprise the way that gun handles that big old 308.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on the video for that one right now. You'll see that one soon, too.
What do you have mounted on top?
I have nothing mounted on top as of yet.
Okay.
Because with the optic that you're supposed to put on top of one of those, it's supposed to be so far forward that you need some optic that works with
right.
massive eye relief, which I know what they're talking about. I just don't know what to ask for.
Right, right.
Do you?
No, I don't. I know. Let's get together on Facebook. We'll point you at Ben Branham, and he might be able to recommend a couple.
Now, I'll tell you one thing that I found out. I posted some pictures of that on Facebook today, and apparently there is a its own gun sight culture out there, because I was immediately hit with some people. And there's a guy up in North Carolina who wants to make me a sling and magazine pouches and everything else, and I'm going to go up there, and it's all in leather.
Cool.
And it's all based on, he has something he calls the Rhodesian sling, which sort of reminds me of the Jeff Cooper.
Yes.
You know, Jeff Cooper always had a bunch of things about South Africa that he would be dealing with as well. So I'm going to go up there and film all that stuff and publicize this guy's stuff, because he's going to cut me a solid and set me up with some good stuff to set this rifle up. The boy's gun stock is on the way. It's going to be something.
Pretty soon we're going to have to I know you hate to run pre-recorded shows, but during hunting season, I'm sorry, you're out chasing deer. Maybe you'd have to work on the weekends instead.
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. This would be... Now, I will say one thing about the Scout rifle. I completely get it. Even with the limited magazine capacity of 10 rounds...
Sure.
I could see where this would be the gun that if you had to run out with one...
Right.
This one would serve you in every way.
Right. Right.
And the thing about it, as small as it is... Ruger got it right on that muzzle device. They've got a muzzle device that makes it blow out like a daffodil all around it. It's quite nice, let me tell you, quite nice.
But cool.
That'll be something we have to, we'll have to figure out what to do about that at the next NRA. We'll have to shoot something at the next NRA.
I know you weren't able to make the gun rights policy conference on the evening before we went out shooting.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
Have to
fix that. Rob Morris, he is at the Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. He's going to be right back here in just a minute. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse.
Bill, let's jump into a gun story here, and maybe in the fourth segment, if we can, there was an article you wanted to talk about.
Well, actually, again, I was hoping we could talk about it in this segment.
Because this longer. Is the long segment.
Yeah, it is. Let's talk. Now, you were a very bad boy.
I hope so.
Yes, you were.
It's my job.
You've got a new article out that just went out on Slow Facts blog, and it's on Ammoland. Let's keep the gun control laws that work, if any.
Right.
Explain yourself, young man.
That's a bait and switch. Well, this article isn't written for you.
I know.
This article is written for all the people who've been listening to the politicians.
Yeah.
The celebrities, the gun control activists who say, it's terrible what just happened in Las Vegas and Tennessee and Maryland. We need to pass a law to make us something. Make us something.
Well, yeah.
What would those new laws actually make us? Would they make us safer? And if not, well, let's get rid of them. So you've already read all the way to the end. But let's tease it apart for the people who haven't seen this before, Bill. We've heard demands for universal background checks. Well, fine. Let's look at that. There's something unusual. Some people say they will never even discuss gun control. We have it now. We've got it up to our eyeballs. I want to talk about it. Please. Now, I don't say I'll approve it, but let's talk. States do require background checks when firearms are bought and sold. The murderer in Las Vegas bought his guns legally. He passed every one of his background checks. So did the mass murderers who killed people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida a few years ago. Umpqua Community College in Oregon. How about at Isla Vista near the University of Santa Barbara campus? That disturbed man.
Is that how you pronounce that? Is it Isla Vista?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. I always get that wrong.
Anybody noticing a pattern here?
Nobody.
Background checks are great at looking backward at criminal history. They have no ability to predict future criminal behavior, and they absolutely failed to stop any of those mass murders. So why are we talking about them?
Well, it's like they believe that little Polaroid snapshot is just the way it's always going to be.
Which snapshot is that, Bill? I missed it.
The background check.
Oh, well, they failed.
Yes.
Now let's not waste time on them. They failed. In fact, let's get rid of the ones we have. They don't stop madmen. They don't stop criminals. The other bit of emotion that's thrown at us. Well, okay, I'll try and take it seriously. How about magazine capacity restrictions? Remember I just mentioned him, the murderer at Isla Vista?
Mm-hmm.
He used a handgun, not a rifle.
Right.
Bought his guns legally in California.
Had 41 10-round magazines.
Thank you. Lots of them, more than you and I would ever carry. How about the murderer who was at the Emmanuel Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina?
He used a Glock 21, didn't he? Didn't he have a 45 caliber Glock?
Yes.
Was it the 21 or the 30?
I'm not sure.
Well, did he even reload it?
He did reload.
Okay.
The point being that these murderers were able to kill at will because their victims were disarmed. They complied with the law. We had horrible atrocities. We made those atrocities possible, and magazine capacity restrictions didn't even slow them down. They failed. I'm not willing to sign up. I'll discuss gun control. I won't discuss insanity. And insanity is doing something that fails repeatedly and pretending it might be different next time. Uh-uh. Not going there.
Well, didn't we have magazine capacity when we had the assault weapon ban in 94 to 2004?
You could possess standard capacity magazines. You couldn't buy them. And in some states, if you bought, you could buy them, but you had to go through a further background check. Essentially, it was a tax on poor people. If you're poor and can't pay for the extra background checks, then you can't get a high capacity mag.
When I bought my Glock 21 right after that was enacted, and I called Glock and I said, this only came with one magazine. I think I should be able to have magazines to go with it, don't you? And they sold me 3 13-rounders after that was imposed.
Awesome.
I held on to that for 10 years. I held on to that gun for 10 years.
Now, where were you at the time?
South Carolina.
Okay. Should we go on, or did you want to comment on this really the silliness that we're hearing from our politicians?
This is stupid. Please continue. I'm slowing you down.
Well, how about the one that we hear all the time? We really need to stop giving weapons of war to civilians.
Yeah. Well,
really? Semi-automatic weapons have been around for over 100 years.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If my armorer had issued me an AR instead of an M16, I would have been in the stockade because I would have beat him to death with it.
Yep, exactly.
So,
yeah, these weapons of war that no army would want or accept. Well, okay, let's be honest. Civilian weapons fire one shot for each time the trigger's pressed.
Sure.
And we're going to completely ignore the physical and legal impossibility of collecting 200 million semi-automatic firearms in the United States.
I would love to see them try. I mean, it would be, and see, that's the thing, isn't it? That's most handguns that most people are carrying, and we know what they're talking about. But, you know, they have the Glock 19, the CZ 15 rounders, that under their classification, those would be banned too. We get it. Thanks, gun grabbers, for that transparency.
But my guns don't stay gone. Criminals guns.
No.
Criminals have them now, even though it's illegal. Look, have you seen the YouTube videos of the just Chicago nighttime, and you hear lots of gunfire? It sounds like a war zone.
Yeah. Sure.
All we did is disarm the honest people. So gun prohibition in the places where it matters, in our violent Democrat-controlled cities, failed just like alcohol prohibition and drug prohibition failed. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sign up for a failed solution, so let's get rid of it.
Very good.
Just done. We don't need let's put that one away. Now, some people said, okay, we really just need to disarm everyone. You're right. And to me, that's really the same argument again, as if you're going to disarm the criminals, they who don't stay disarmed and aren't armed legally now. But we see where other countries have tried that. So we can have a pretty fair idea how it will turn out. The classic examples is we need to be like England and France. Well, why did you ignore Mexico and Honduras, which also have gun prohibition and have nightmarish drug gangs, yet the honest citizens are disarmed? The murder rate in those countries is frightening, many, many times that of the United States.
Right.
Okay, you want to talk England and France?
London. We can talk England and France after we get back from the break.
Oh, I wasn't watching the clock. We'll have to
that's
do it
all right.
When we come.
But we definitely are going to talk England or France because that's so much fun.
Okay.
So very much fun. Rob Morris, you can find what he writes at WordPress, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammo Land, where he's a featured writer, ClashDaily.com, Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and on the Poly Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stores, ClashDaily.com, Ammo Land, Slow Facts WordPress Blog. I don't know what else he could possibly have time to do, and he's retired.
That's because I'm not as busy as you, Bill. My
you're,
gosh.
You're a man of leisure with 5 different sidelines. Anyway, we were talking about Europe, and you were asking me if I want to talk about Europe. Well, let's do that, shall we? Didn't France have more terrorist casualties in 1 year than we have had under the entire Obama administration?
Yes, and they completely outlawed semi-automatic rifles. If you're an ordinary citizen, you can't get one. That didn't even slow the terrorists down. They came in with full auto AK-47s. And do you remember the French citizen who said, "I wish I had had a gun. I saw him shoot a policeman, and I was helpless." Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and
what makes us think we're different?
We could go to France and buy a fully automatic AK cheaper than we could buy it here, couldn't we?
Yep. On the black market, absolutely.
Yeah. We just have to go find the right Armenians, and we're cooking with gas.
Well, and the point is that when people throw up these feel-good measures that they wish would work, the evidence is already out there.
Right.
Europe isn't safe. London is more dangerous than New York City right now, has a higher violent crime rate. We're said we need more gun-free zones. I'm sorry, in Las Vegas, the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino was a gun-free zone.
Sure.
Not even the security guards were armed, and wouldn't that have been better if they got in a gunfight in the hotel rather than having a madman murder, 58 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gun-free zones don't work, and it's where murders go on choice. Let's get rid of them. I'm not willing to put civilians out as bait to attract crazy people.
The other thing about gun-free zones, though, when we're talking about England, which is, Piers Morgan used to throw that in our face, where they only have 35 deaths due to guns. Do we say violence? I mean, shouldn't we be against all violence against our fellow man? Because England has 2,000 violent crimes per 100,000, whereas we have 400.
Right.
And, is there some moral high ground that I can claim if I go to England and I go to a, as they would call it, a football match, and my side loses and I get kicked to death, can I claim the moral high ground? Cool, it's so much better I didn't get shot tonight. Is that what I'm going to be on? I mean,
I think the advocates for it in the United States actually do prefer that bill. Think of the people who fund them. They have their armed security. You would be disarmed. They would still be armed. I don't think they really care whether you get kicked to death. It's sad, but I think the motivations are that blatant. For the rest of us who don't have armed security, disarming honest people doesn't make us safer. Bill, thank you so much for bringing that up over and over. I do my little part to prove that guns save lives. I appreciate what you do every day.
Yeah, that part of it. I mean, I've got British. I'm half British.
Right.
So the idea that my cousins over there are, pretty much totally at the mercy. You know, even if you have a gun in Britain and a permit for it, which is typically a side-by-side double-barrel shotgun.
Right.
If somebody breaks in and you shoot them, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. If somebody breaks in and you shoot them while they're beating you to death, you're going to jail.
Elections have consequences, my British friends.
Yep.
Oh, breaks my heart. Breaks my heart.
It does. All right. We have 6 minutes, roughly. You think you can do a self-defense gun story now that we finished up Europe, even though they finished themselves?
I think we can. Let me jump back. I just dumped it. Sing a dance for a minute while I pull it back up.
Well, we're not going to do that. I've got some people in the chat room. I don't want to run them off. But Rob's stuff, Apply Society podcast, that comes out weekly. The self-defense gun stories podcast, I think, comes out twice a week. Is that right? Once a week. And in that, the one I like, the way I like the self-defense podcast is that Rob gets out there and throws a couple of real-life incidences out there, and then he has a armed self-defense instructor, and he and the instructor, or female or male, it doesn't matter, they pull it apart and give it a little grade, a little after-action review, which I'm all kinds of down for after-action reviews.
Let's see if we can do it in 4 minutes. Are you ready?
Go.
You're in Detroit, middle of the day. You and your cousin, two buddies, don't see him all the time, walking down the street. Now, let me set the scene for you. Crime is so bad in Detroit, they designate certain stores and gas stations with a green-colored light. These green light stores are already wired with police cameras. The cameras are used for video surveillance. They go directly to the police station. And it doesn't matter. The two of you are walking past when the stranger you're walking past draws a gun from his pocket and points it at you. You drew the short straw. You are closer to your attacker than your cousin. In fact, you're so close, you reach up with your support hand and push the attacker's gun out of the way so it's not pointing at you. You continue to move. You never stopped walking and moving. You draw your gun, turn, and shoot at your attacker. There's no place to hide. You continue to move as you shoot several times. You and your cousin are backing away. Finally, the attacker stops shooting. You turn and run. Wow. Physical contact with the attacker. Shooting on the move. This is very sophisticated. It might be instinctual, but it's not what we'll teach you in your first concealed carry class. Unfortunately, the cousin was wounded. The attacker was wounded. The defender was not wounded at all. No time to think about it. He had to act instinctively. Now, wait a minute. Can we teach you to do that? What the most important thing you can learn by listening to this and by taking a little bit of an advanced class. Look, you have to be able to present comfortably before we're going to try this. And we're going to do it probably with a blue gun. Why are we going to do that? Because when this happens, you will be surprised. You can't think in words. You can only do what you've practiced. We need to give you that practice so that, that's what a gun looks like in somebody's hand when they're that close. Wow. And I've got maybe a minute left. I like it.
Well done. Actually, a minute and 20 seconds.
Ah, Steve, that's why you have that atomic clock. Can the average guy on the street do this? Absolutely. So that gun that you got that you put on the shelf, please get your permit so you can carry it with you. Go take a class so that you can handle it comfortably. Then think about these stories and go take it's not an advanced class, it's the next obvious step, so that you can have a gun in your hand and move, and you know what that feels like when you need it.
That's a very important thing. Pulling a gun and not having fired it yet is always, that first time is always sort of a shocker, isn't it?
Well, imagine, you know, we teach people to present, and now we're going to say, by the way, every time you've presented, your feet have been absolutely stapled because there was somebody next to you. You're being, treated like a huge cohort in a class. Hi, I want you to start to move out of I want you to be a moving target. Now draw, and you go, oh, I can do two things at once. Yes, you can. You should. We'll get you some practice. Please.
Shoot, move, and communicate. Boom, boom.
There you go.
That was our thing, back in the day, back in the 80s.
And you were so good at it. I like that. You're a comms guy. The communication should come easily.
Well, I did that so I could get close to the. I'll have to discuss why I did that. Just because I had to go into that because I was totally colorblind.
Oh.
I had my ASVAB test. I had a GT score that was in the top 2% of all the military at that time.
Yeah.
I could have flown a jet. I could have been a nuclear scientist. I could have been a brain surgeon. But when you're colorblind, you can't even work in the postal office.
I didn't know that.
So I had to go into communication so I could get close to the modern battlefield. And I did, and I did. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Bill, it's been a pleasure. Until next week.
Roger that. You stay safe. Rob Morse, check him out. He's out there waiting for you to see his stuff. I read it every day, as often as I can. We'll be right back. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.